Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mostly sunny today with our high nearing 50. South winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. Partly cloudy overnight with a low around 34. Cloudy skies into Wednesday with a high of 55 and cloudy with a low around 40 Wednesday night. A chance for some rain showers Thursday, cloudy and 56, and some scattered rain showers throughout Thursday night with a low around 38. And sunny on Friday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster. Currently it's 32 degrees.
Kansas Mid-American Network News, I'm Trace Tall. The Kansas Department of Corrections is attempting to locate an escaped prisoner who walked away from a work release center Monday. KDOC reports that around 2:45 yesterday afternoon, 52-year-old Clifford Leon Evans did not return to the facility while serving his sentence at the Johnson County Work Release Center. Evans is described as a white male with brown hair and brown eyes. He stands 5'10" tall, weighs 131 pounds. Evans is currently serving a sentence for violating his parole. He was convicted in Johnson County for possession of opiates. Anyone with information on Evans is asked to call local law enforcement at 911. The Shawnee County Sheriff's Office said that yesterday law enforcement officials opened an investigation into allegations of child sex crimes perpetrated by a Topeka man. The Sheriff's Office said Craig H. Miller, 39, of Topeka, was arrested later in the day as a result of the investigation. Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Seven Clarions First Council Casino and Resort is the place to be on New Year's Eve. Ring in 2024 to the sound of winning. Beginning at 12:15, Seven Clarions First Council Casino and Resort is giving away $2,024 every hour. And the party is just getting started. When the clock strikes midnight, one lucky player will win $20,000 in cash. Earn entries with your Seven Clarions Players Club card and win. Ring in the new year with the sweet sounds of jackpots. Seven Clarions First Council Casino and Resort. The winners play Highway 77 in Newkirk.
Make every moment count with a Polaris off-road vehicle from Countryside Motors. Get more done around the farm, ranch, or yard with class-leading hauling and towing capacity. Get social outdoors. Uncover new trails while keeping track of your friends with industry-exclusive Ride Command group ride technology. At Countryside, we have Polaris Rangers, Sportsmen, Generals, Expeditions, and Razors in stock now. We have financing and delivery available. What we don't have is setup fees. Countryside Motors in Wellington, your Polaris is waiting for you.
A bullet shot through one victim and struck another early Sunday morning during a domestic disturbance in Salina. Salina Police Department officers responded at 2:26 in the morning to the 500 block of Moon Drive for a dispute between a 30-year-old Salina resident, Victor Fantecchio, and one of his family members. Fantecchio allegedly shot a .40 caliber handgun, which struck a 26-year-old victim in the lower abdomen, traveling through and then hit the second 25-year-old victim in the arm. Fantecchio was arrested on attempted second-degree murder and aggravated battery. Both victims sought treatment at Salina Regional Health Center later that day. A train derailment in Newton closed a road at the crossing briefly on Monday. According to witnesses, three cars were on their sides with two more off the tracks, and Southwest 14th in Newton was closed at the crossing with the BNSF rail line. According to a statement from BNSF, the cars were carrying grain, and it was a minor incident, and there were no injuries. Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Duzin Enterprises has been laying floors all over our area since 1962. That's miles and miles of carpet, laminate, tile, hardwood, and vinyl. And they are so good at it that their schedule is filling up fast. So while good things come to those who wait, if you have a remodel or a new construction project in your near future, you should probably get on their schedule today. So call 785-325-2379. That's 785-325-2379. Duzin Enterprises in Washington. Why would you go anywhere else? Financing available.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News, I'm Trace Tull. A North Platte woman faces multiple charges after she allegedly fraudulently used prescription pads to obtain more than a dozen oxycodone prescriptions. Tara Tilford, 43, is charged in Lincoln County Court with 17 counts of acquiring a controlled substance by fraud. According to an arrest affidavit on September 11th, the Nebraska State Patrol began investigating a prescription fraud and forgery case that occurred at multiple North Platte pharmacies. The Nebraska State Patrol, with support from the Nichols County Sheriff's Office and Superior Police Department, have arrested a suspect following the late Sunday fatal shooting in Superior. According to NSP, police responded at approximately 11:55 p.m. Sunday night after receiving the report of a shooting in the 1200 block of Idaho Street in Superior. Upon arrival, sheriff's deputies and Superior police officers found an adult female inside the residence with an apparent gunshot wound. She was later pronounced deceased. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Ho, ho, ho! All the beautiful sounds of the holiday season. The season of friends and family who gather to eat, drink, and share the Wi-Fi.
That's right. Enjoy uninterrupted connectivity with Blue Valley Technologies' worry-free Wi-Fi. Get 2 months free worry-free Wi-Fi and free installation from Blue Valley Technologies.
Find out more details at bluevalley.net/promo.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners at last week's meeting voted unanimously to terminate the contract with Nordis Motors for purchase of a property on Broadway in Marysville, which was considered as an alternate site for a new jail. The contract was contingent upon approval of funding for construction, which was turned down for a second time by voters at the November election. That ballot initiative called for a half-cent 10-year sales tax, and commissioners had opted to locate the facility at an original site planned east of Marysville, which is owned by the county, after considering demolition and other costs involved with the downtown location. Register of Deeds Ruth Martin expressed concerns with how historic records are scanned and indexed. She feels putting the information online creates an increased chance of fraud, as well as additional cost for a larger server to hold the information. Washington County Commissioners considered pay increases at last week's meeting with discussion and agreement that the sanitarian position will receive a 3% increase, all other county full and part-time employees a 5% increase on base pay effective December 31st. Nemaha County Administrator reported that he had spoken with Ag Partners Cooperative, who stressed the need for a county plan to leverage grant funding at the state level for high-speed internet access and for additional child care options. Housing was also discussed. The Nemaha County STEP Foundation indicated they did not have adequate funding to assist with the request for mid-range housing in Nemaha County. $1.5 million in grant funding has been awarded North Central Regional Planning Commission from the U.S. Department of Transportation Safe Streets and Roads for All program. Funding will allow the North Central Regional Planning Commission to work with its 8 participating counties, including Marshall, Washington, Clay, Cloud, Lincoln, Mitchell, Ottawa, and Republic, to engage relevant stakeholders in community conversations and recommended safety enhancements to improve traffic safety and reduce injury-causing crashes and fatalities. Those 8 participating counties have a fatality rate higher than the national average due to multiple issues, including aging infrastructure, roadways that no longer accommodate larger farm equipment now being used, heavier truck traffic, and a higher number of younger and older drivers. Axtell Community Grocery has been awarded $300,000 in zero-interest funding through the USDA Rural Economic Development Loan and Grant Program, that grant facilitated by Blue Valley Technologies. The store opened its doors earlier this year. The program is a competitive national program that critiques applications on a variety of factors, including job creation and retention, sustainability and economic impact of a community, as well as personal investment. The zero-interest loan was backed by the State Bank of Bern, Axtell Branch. City of Beatrice continues planning for a new solid waste landfill with construction likely this next year southwest of Beatrice. Design options are underway with consideration for engineering services and state approval that could allow bids late this next summer into fall, with a 2025 opening projected. A location south of the current facility is adjacent to a construction and demolition waste site and could serve the community upwards of the next 70 years. Recent conversations with the city of Odell could include additional rural customers. Marshall County Treasurer's Office reminds the first half 2023 property taxes are due Wednesday, December 20th. Pay your taxes at any local bank, by mail, in person at the treasurer's office, or you can leave those in the drop box at the courthouse. Please do not put cash in the drop box. Put your payment information and check in an envelope and include your payment stubs. You can also pay online. Go to marshallcoks.org, elected officials, treasurer, tax collection, click online payments, and follow instructions. First half, personal property taxes due Wednesday, December 20th. Robert Bobby Smith, age 26, of Pawnee City, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10 a.m. at the Christian Church in Humboldt. Burial in the Pawnee City Cemetery. Visitation, Tuesday, 9 until 8. Family will greet friends Tuesday from 6 until 8. At the Wherry Mortuary, Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for Bobby Smith. Richard Dick Mick, age 76, of Wymore, passed away December 13th. Massive Christian burial Thursday, 10:30 at St. Mary's Catholic Church, Wymore. Burial in the Calvary Cemetery. Rosary Wednesday evening at 7:30 at the church. Visitation Wednesday, 10 until 7. Family will greet friends Wednesday, 6 until 7 at the Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home in Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Richard Dick Mick. Beth Miller, age 75, of Pawnee City, passed away Friday. Funeral service Thursday, 10:30 at the United Methodist Church, Pawnee City. Interment in the Pawnee City Cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, 9 until 8. Family will greet friends Wednesday from 5 until 7 at the Wherry Mortuary of Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for Beth Miller. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, smothered steak, mashed potatoes, sliced carrots and peaches. Tomorrow, tuna noodle casserole, peas and mandarin oranges. KNDY News time is 7:15.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mostly sunny today with our highs in the lower to mid-50s. South winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. Partly cloudy overnight with our lows in the upper 20s and upper 30s. South winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. A bit warmer on Wednesday, cloudy with our highs in the upper 40s and upper 50s. And mostly cloudy skies on a Wednesday night with our lows in the lower 30s and mid-40s. There will be a chance for some rain showers on Thursday, cloudy with our highs in the lower 50s and lower 60s, and showers continue into Thursday night, then cloudy with our lows in the lower to upper 30s. Mostly sunny skies into Friday with our highs in the mid to upper 50s, and partly cloudy into Friday night with our lows in the lower 30s and lower 40s. Some rain showers return throughout Saturday, cloudy with our highs in the lower to upper 50s, and more scattered showers throughout Friday night with our lows in the lower to upper 40s. Still some rain likely into Sunday, otherwise mostly cloudy with our highs in the lower to upper 50s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-December, 42. Record high on this date, 67. The average low, 22. And the record low, 13, below zero. Sunrise this morning, 7:42. Sunset this evening at 5:07. It's 32 degrees this hour. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 19th of December. KNDY News time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Where do you turn when the unexpected happens? You may wonder what's next. Who do I call? What should I do? We at Christy Anders and Anders Fifely Funeral Homes are here to assist by providing support and personal services while helping create a beautiful and unique tribute for your loved one. We're proud to offer affordable, personalized packages to fit any budget. You can find us online at apfunerals.com or visit us in Waterville at Christy Anders Funeral Home or in Riley at Anders Fifely Funeral Home.
The Seahawks rally and Harden's first 30-point game in L.A. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Seahawks, Eagles in Seattle to close out week 15 of the NFL. Making just his second start this season, Seattle QB Drew Lock made the most of it. Down four with under a minute left.
JSN is wide to the far side. Drew looks, throws that way. Got JSN. He reaches up. Makes the catch. Touchdown. Seahawks.
The call on KIRO. Locke found rookie Jackson Smith Njigba for the 29-yard game-winning TD. The Seahawks take down Philadelphia 20-17. Locke post-game.
When you're out there on the big stage, the big moment, the two-minute drive to go win the game, you're just not thinking. You're just reacting. So really, what was I thinking? I wasn't. I was just flowing, making decisions with the ball, and guys were going up and getting it.
Eagles fall into a tie with Dallas for first in the NFC East. Seattle is locked in a four-way tie for the final playoff spot. This is ABC Sports. NBA, the West leading T-Wolves come back to overhaul the Heat 112-108. The Clippers and James Harden seem to be figuring things out. They took a seven-game winning streak into Indianapolis.
Harden at the top, looking for his first 30-point game as a Clipper. Dribbling with the right hand, sizing up heels, crosses over, feeling good. Step back, left wing, a three, nylon!
The call on KLAC, Harden was 8 of 11 from three-ball land and scored 35 points. Clips drubbed the Pacers 151-127 for their eighth win in a row. The surging Bulls snapped Philadelphia's six-game winning streak 108-104. Knicks beat the Lakers 114-109. Nuggets crushed the Mavs 130-104. Kings get by the Wizards 143-131. And the Pistons, yeah, they lost their 24th straight 130-124 to the Hawks. NHL, Canadians edge the Jets 3-2 in OT. Stars beat the Kraken 4-3, also in OT. And the Flames skate by the Panthers 3-1. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
A handful of teams tipping off Monday before the Christmas break. In girls' action, Frankfort took Blue Valley 44-31. Lynn held off Pawnee City 49-20. Blue Valley boys took Frankfort 49-38. Pawnee City stopped Lynn 52-48. Tuesday tip-offs, Axtell at Linden, Centralia hosting Northeast Kansas, and Diller O'Dell is host to February.
With the best barbecue around, Bite Me Barbecue has the perfect stocking stuffer for anyone. For a limited time, buy one $25 gift card and receive $10 off each additional $25 gift card purchased. Able to cater for any event this season for the best prices and the best service, think Bite Me Barbecue and Catering in Marysville.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Cake Stack Line Report. Nice to have you aboard today. Welcome back, friends, and I got to tell you, we've got a special guest that hasn't been on with me for a while, Jim Elliott with the Hayden Outdoors. And, Jim, you're in the business of selling farm ground, and that's what I want to talk about because I'm getting mixed signals. I have a story here that I just read that says that farm ground is selling about like it has been. How you guys? How you getting along?
Good overall. I think nationwide we're doing good. I think the prices have not come down quite like some would expect, but maybe fewer transactions. Producers are still hot and heavy, always looking for more, right? So, but the investor guy may be sitting on the sidelines a little bit, producing lesser transactions, but the prices remain steady.
Remain steady for farm ground.
Yeah, I think so.
There's another headline that I just read just the other day. How can you justify paying 7% interest on something that returns 2%?
God bless our farmers, right? And we're thankful for them every day. And if anybody can solve that puzzle, I'll shake their hand and let's talk.
Well, there's one thing for sure. The future of farm ground has got to be good. So I'm not worried about that part of it, but it is hard to make a living on it right now, no doubt about that. Quickly, what's farm ground, well, let's just say average farm ground in Kansas area selling for?
I would say, you look at the whole state, maybe $2,500 to just over $3,000, generally speaking. You know, plenty of other factors can play in there to
sure.
raise it up or down, but...
Sure.
But that's kind of the bullseye area, I guess.
And you guys looking at that for 2024?
Until something
changes.
Something comes out of left field, that's where we're at.
Hey, if interest rates come down, will that help?
Oh, I would think so.
No doubt about that. Thanks, Jim, for being with us. And that's it for this here Steckline Report. We'll be talking to something about pasture in a few days. Stay tuned.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Allie Nippert. As we come into the winter months, producers may be needing to put together a different management plan for their bulls. K-State Cow-Calf Extension Specialist Jason Warner discusses what producers should be evaluating for their bulls, no matter their age or when they are used for breeding.
He begins by explaining what people can keep in mind for their fall breeding bulls.
This is always a good time of year to be really assessing and thinking about what you're doing from a bull management standpoint, and you're going to be starting the breeding season now, or maybe even sometime after the first of the year for some producers, depending on when those calves are born. Always doing a breeding soundness exam on bulls as we go into this time of the year is really critical. We often think about it, particularly going into the spring for spring breeding seasons, but going into the fall breeding season is really important as well, too. Just some important things to keep in mind if folks are going to be introducing bulls for breeding here for fall calving herds going forward.
Warner emphasizes that winter is a crucial time for the growth of yearling bulls.
This is a good time of year for seed stock producers if they're developing bulls for a spring sale. Now is just a really good time period to really be assessing where those bulls are from a weight and a performance standpoint, making sure that we're developing them at a rate that is going to allow them to express their genetic potential for growth and performance. We want to make sure that we're developing those bulls properly so that they're in acceptable condition for most bull buyers. I think it's important as we get into this time of year, you'll be doing some check weights on bulls. That's a good opportunity to assess where they are, and if you need to make any adjustments to your feeding program or your ration program for those bulls, you've got ample time to do that.
He lists a few important decisions people can make for their bulls this winter.
We want to make sure that we're focusing on where those bulls are from a weight and a body condition score standpoint. Understand that young bulls, they've still got a requirement for growth, and so they're going to be continuing to grow and develop. We want to make sure that we're providing enough supplemental energy. Keep in mind that for a lot of situations, we may need to supplement bulls anywhere from 0.3 up to 0.5% of body weight on a dry matter basis, in addition to what their forage intake will be. If you're commingling older and younger bulls together, make sure we're providing plenty of bunk space there, usually 2 to 3 feet of linear bunk space per head, just to make sure that we've got plenty of space there so that those younger, more timid bulls that are maybe a little bit lower on the totem pole, so to speak, have plenty of opportunity to get the supplement and the feed that they need. So just some important things to keep in mind with management in general.
That was Kansas State University cow-calf extension specialist Jason Warner on what producers can do to manage their bulls this winter. Find more information on this topic and Warner's article, Supplementation Considerations for Bulls Following Breeding, at www.ksubeef.org. I'm Allie Nippert, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
For some of us, holidays are stressful enough. Adding jet lag on top of it can really dampen the spirit. Some seasonal travel advice today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, December 19th, the 353rd day of the year. Actor Jake Gyllenhaal celebrates a birthday, and Benjamin Franklin began publishing Poor Richard's Almanac on this day 291 years ago. If home for the holidays means traveling across time zones, be sure that jet lag doesn't zap your seasonal spirit. Here are some things you can do now to lessen the irritability that often comes with an out-of-sync body clock. If you'll be traveling east, go to bed earlier several nights before traveling. When heading west, stay up and rise a bit later. Likewise, adjust meal times closer to those of your destination. Get exposure to as much daylight as possible. It has a positive effect on your biological clock. And on your flight, stay hydrated, but avoid caffeine and alcohol. That's your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
728 from KNDY. 32 degrees this hour. Highs around 50 on tap today with unseasonably mild temperatures now through the rest of this week.
Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Trace Tull. Kansas State Women's Basketball Center Ayoka Lee made program history last night at Bramlage Coliseum. Lee scored 24 points and collected 21 rebounds en route to a 102-59 win over Oral Roberts. It marked her 53rd career double-double, breaking the program record. And she also posted 5 blocks and 1 steal. Lee is also the reigning Big 12 Player of the Week and has helped the number 12 Wildcats to an impressive 11-1 record this year after spending the entirety of the 2022-23 season out with an injury. K-State will be back at Bramlage on Wednesday as they host Southern at 6:30 p.m. On Monday, the Kansas City Chiefs announced that second-year wide receiver Sky Moore was placed on injured reserve. The Western Michigan product has 21 catches for 244 yards and a touchdown this season. Moore left Sunday's 27-17 win over New England with an injury. Mid-America Network Sports.
A handful of teams tipping off Monday before the Christmas break. In girls action, Frankfort took Blue Valley 44-31. Lynn held off Pawnee City 49-20. Blue Valley boys took Frankfort 49-38. Pawnee City stopped Lynn 52-48. Tuesday tip-offs, Axtell at Linden. Centralia hosting Northeast Kansas and Diller O'Dell is host to February.
This is Luke Brooks, and here's our new single, Predator and Prey.
Chase a cigarette with a glass of wine, like a photograph frozen in time. She plays her heart, she plays her soul. Love comes easy, hurts what I'm told. And love can be easy, and it can be hard. It can be simple, and it can tear you apart. That's why she's predator and prey to broken hearts. She made a decision long ago, left him standing in the church row. Said it's not you, it's only me. Now she left with no company. And love can be easy, and it can be hard. Going through life with a broken heart. It can be simple, can tear you apart. Why she's predator and prey to broken hearts. She lies awake late at night, afraid of what might come.
KNDY. Have yourself